And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben. We'll take you through the Giants and Raiders game coming up here on Sunday. Remember, 15 seconds can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com, and it's time for our Geico News Recap. Now, this week, we were told that David Wilson, who's got a neck problem, went out to California to get another evaluation as to his status. He was told to come back in a few more weeks. He's not ready to play yet, and so the Giants are in limbo with him. But that does mean that Andre Brown, who was ready to come off IR against Oakland, a speedy Raiders rushing defense, could provide a very exciting matchup, Roman.
Yeah, Paul, and I think a lot of Giants fans, when you talk about the physicality of this running game, have been waiting for Andre Brown to come back. But, you know, what he does, you know, in the backfield offensively, just that attitude, that tough physical Giants running game, is something that's been missing for majority of this season. And so I think Giants fans will be pleased to see number 35 get his special package or certain series of plays.
Now, again, Wilson did get word that he's improving, but not quite enough to where he's been able to play. Now, as far as the rest of the injuries go, you heard Tom Coughlin say Victor Cruz is probably going to go tomorrow. We've got a bit of a neck problem. But a couple of other guys the Giants are really hoping to get back this week look like they're going to practice today.
Yeah, look, you talked about Victor Cruz and probably Terrell Thomas, precautionary. They'll be able tomorrow. But Sean Rogers and Brandon Jacobs will be back this week. And I think that's something that's going to really, really help Sean Rogers defensively, obviously against the run. And Brandon Jacobs, everyone knows what he can do when he gets going downhill.
Now, if that Giants running game gets going, Roman, it's going to really help out Eli Manning. I want to give you a number, though, a really, really cool number about the way the Giants have tweaked their offense. Everybody knows how they like to go downfield. Well, during the first six games when the Giants were 0-6, Manning was getting 13 yards per completion. In the last 2 weeks, Giants wins. He's only got 9 yards per completion, one touchdown pass, and no picks during that time as compared to the 15 picks he threw when he was rifling the ball downfield. That says a lot about how the Giants are trying to clean that thing up.
Well, and obviously the big number being no interceptions. And whether you're averaging 9 yards a catch or 13, that has to do with maybe one play breaking for 70, 80 yards. But again, the best friend of a running game, of a quarterback, is a solid running game. Is the ability to draw the linebackers and safeties up. And the balance that gets created enables you to be able to go downfield and throw some higher percentage passes.
Well, now, if the Giants are going to get any of those big plays downfield, they're going to have to get something out of Randle and Nix. Now, Randle's got 4 touchdown catches this year. Hakeem Nix, believe it or not, Roman, he's yet to find the end zone. These two guys are combining for over 15 yards a catch, but again, no touchdowns for Hakeem Nix.
Yeah, and you're talking about a Hakeem Nix who's had some struggles early in the season, has some drops, had the injury in the offseason, but you see what he did the last time out. You see there started to be some type of an ascension in his abilities and what he can do. So I think this second half of the season will be a better second half for Hakeem Nix. You've seen Ruben Randle, you've seen him catch the touchdown, but Hakeem Nix is a guy, if he's anywhere close to where he was, you know, 80% of that with the drop solved, with the injuries, he's going to really, really help this team offensively.
And both of us know if Eli is going to get the ball downfield, he needs some protection. Now, over the last 4 games, the Giants have only given up a total of 5 sacks. Roman, it looks like this offensive line is settling in a little bit.
Well, again, when David Boss was gone and you put Cordell in at center, put Deal at right guard. I mean, now that is the offensive line they're going to go with throughout the rest of the season. And now you can see those guys getting better every single week. And that's something that wasn't there in the first half of the season, definitely not in preseason, because you kept seeing that revolving door. But seeing Pugh on the right side, he's starting to play more physical. Beatty on the left side, you know, he's a good athlete. He's moving his feet. And they're having some just consistency in what they're doing. So, again, starting with that running game, creating the balance, but having some protection for Eli Manning is paramount.
Yeah, over the last 3 games, the Giants are averaging 30 carries per the game on the ground.
That's balance. That's balance.
It really is, and that points to what you're talking about. Hey, how about the run defense on the other side of the ball, which has been terrific? They have been, I mean, look at this, 9th in the NFL against the run, averaging 102 yards per game against, and this number is incredible for me. Over the last 5 weeks, 86 yards a game, 3.4 yards a carry. John Beeson's been a big part of that.
Yeah, John Beeson and some of those big butts, if you will, in front of him. Like Perry Fuel said earlier, you know, Sean Rogers, obviously Colin Jenkins, Mike Patterson, the new addition really solved that running game. But having a middle linebacker like John Beeson has been critical to the success of what the Giants can do against the run. And the ability, I mean, what Beeson does, you know, just sideline to sideline, having a good solid Mike linebacker with 2 solid D tackles in the front, is critical for any team that wants to stop that run.
That's 25 tackles now in three starts for the former Panthers middle linebacker. But if there's one bad thing this defense is still not doing very much of, Roman, it's forcing turnovers for the season. 13 turnovers, that's tied for 18th in the league. Now, they did get three in each of the last two games, both Giants victories, but they got to do better than that.
Well, you saw the tale of two halves. The first six games went 0-6, no turnovers. A lot of those games were lopsided in the second half because teams were running the ball, they were playing with the lead. And the last two games, you saw some, you know, I know the quarterback play was a bit of a question who
sure
they played
was.
Against. But, again, you're seeing teams having to force the ball downfield because they're behind, because they're trying to catch up. That's when those careless balls come up on the other side. I think that's what the Giants have to continue to do. Offense has to help the defense, put them in the position to play with the lead in the second half. That's when the sacks, that's when the interceptions come.
Roman, time to take our Twitter question, and it involves special teams. It comes from Jason Forbes, 91. He wants to know, how can the Giants fix their punt coverage? They have allowed three opponent returns for touchdowns, and also they had a snap that went over Weatherford's head that was recovered for a touchdown. That is not good.
Yeah, and you just alluded to those three punt returns this year, going back, I mean, the one against Minnesota, the one early in the year against Denver, the snap, all those destroy Steve Weatherford's average. But the only thing you can do to solve this problem is to go back to work and to solve some of these issues that led to, whether it's poor lane integrity, whether it's a poor job at the point of attack, by the gunner, any of those things all have to be solved because the last eight games of the season, you want to see an improvement in those areas because field position is huge in the National Football League.
Now, no doubt the three returns for touchdowns do skew the average. Teams are averaging 20 yards per punt return against Big Blue. And again, that's just an astronomical number. But Roman, I wonder, can you make changes? I mean, the Giants are having enough trouble trying to win games as it is. Can you actually throw some starters out there on the special teams unit to try to improve it?
Well, you don't want to put starters on special teams at the expense of compromising the integrity of what they have to do on their defense or offense. Now, you're saying it's only one or two snaps here and there, but you look at guys like Jerron Hosley, he's out. I mean, look at some of these guys that are injured, you know, Adrian Robinson. I mean, those are special teams guys. That's why they made this roster. So you already start to become a little bit thin at those positions.
All right, Roman, when we come back, we will delve into what the Oakland Raiders will bring to the table. So stay with us. More after this on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. And you know, the Oakland Raiders got whacked by Philadelphia last weekend out on the left coast. In fact, Nick Foles tied an NFL record with 7 touchdown passes in the game. And if that didn't shake the Raiders' confidence, now that horrible pass defense, which is last in the league, giving up 69% completions, is coming east, Roman.
Well, obviously, when Peyton Manning did it a few weeks ago, you say, well, it's Peyton Manning. But when Nick Foles did it, you say, what's wrong with that defense to give up 7 touchdowns? But, again, this defense had to deal with all those multiple snaps, like Tom Coughlin alluded to earlier, and they just had a breakdown and inability to deal with this Eagles offense. But coming to the East Coast, playing 9 o'clock in the morning their time physically, and I've been in that position, you're going to have to try to solve that problem early. And so if they haven't solved the issues from the week before.
Now, if you're the Giants, the thing you really want to worry about with the Raiders is that Terrell Pryor, although he's got a gimpy knee, is a quarterback who has rushed for nearly 500 yards this season.
Yeah, and Terrell Pryor is really the new generation, if you will, if today's quarterback. He's 6'4", 6'5", 230 pounds. He's a big physical target, and he's really a running quarterback. So he's going to pose some problems athletically for the Giants. So you're going to have to always kind of make sure that pass rush doesn't collapse and get behind him and give him the ability to run down those lanes. I mean, he had a 93-yarder, greatest run in NFL history for a quarterback. So you've got to be alert for that one extra weapon they have when he's running the ball.
Now, Darren McFadden has a hamstring injury, so he may not go. That means Rashad Jennings, the former Jaguar, is probably going to get the call. He had 100 yards rushing against Philly last week, although a lot of it came in garbage time.
Yeah, and he's known for being just a capable, competent tackle-to-tackle runner, similar to Andre Brown. He's a tough, gritty guy. We talked about this. So he's physical. So this is a guy that's very capable of having a big day if you don't shut him down at the line of scrimmage.
All right, Roman, great stuff. Hey, don't forget now, on Sunday, when the Giants play the Oakland Raiders at MetLife Stadium, it will be your opportunity to bring canned foods in the Giants food drive. Bring your foods to the Stop and Shop trucks located outside the stadium. Unperishable foods, nice stuff that's all sealed up so we can help people out during the holidays. Everybody could certainly use a break. Don't forget, the Giants and Raiders kick it off Sunday at 1 o'clock. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time on Giants Press Conference Live.